Okay. All right. Policeman wouldn't say pig.
You say law.
The law.
Yeah.
What about cop?
Yeah, I'm cop.
Is that an insulting term?
Nah. They just say cop, you know, it's like slang, just like you say shoe, I mean like clothes, and say rags, you know, like that. But they wouldn't be trying to insult them, it'd just be a slang name.
What about fuzz or heat?
Yeah, they say heat. Mm-hmm. They say fuzz, it's too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Get back to the police car. Have you ever heard cruiser or squad car, black and white, blue and white, whatever colors?
No. Squad car, yeah. All right, now the other three I heard on TV.
Yeah.
But as far as like in Shreveport, you have to say squad car, you know, police car, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah. Here we could live if we cut that fan off.
Okay.
Do you have a name for a police vehicle that, let's say if the police were going to make a bus and take in a lot of people? They could put a lot of people in this thing.
Paddy wagon.
Yeah. Y'all have those?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is a aircraft with a rotary blade.
Helicopter.
Yeah. Call those anything else?
Every once in a while somebody say an egg beater, but that's about it.
Egg beater.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard that. What about chopper?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I hadn't thought about it. Yeah, they say chopper.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you just usually call the man who fights fires? He's a
fireman.
Yeah. Now we were talking about cop, fuzz, the law, and all that for policemen. Do you have different names for firemen?
Oh, yes, fireman. Just, I guess maybe because people respect the fireman, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe those firemen.
He's usually doing you a favor instead of
hauling
you in, I guess. Okay. And the place where all the firemen stay, you would call that building the what?
Firehouse.
All right. What about for the policeman?
Police station.
Okay. Let's say if a fellow got arrested for public drunkenness, where would he probably have to spend the night?
Jail. In the drunk tank.
And what's that?
Where they put all the drunk people stay the night. You know, they don't arrest them, really. They just have them stay there for the night.
Is that just a big cell?
I believe so. Okay. I have never been, though.
Me either. I don't have any first-hand experience. What about different names for jail?
Jail. Like, usually when they be kidding around, see, it's a few places around here. You know, like different places, like the state prison, you know, Angola, mm-hmm. and Louisiana Training Institute, they call it LTI, and the Cato Correctional Institute, they call it CCI. And so somebody say, man, let's go over here and get this. Say, all right, you're going to wind up in CCI, you know, and all this kind of stuff. So you don't never hardly say wind up in jail. They name the place, you know, like that.
What about Slammer or Big House? Don't say that. Okay.
I said Big House yesterday. I was kidding around. Just got from St. Louis.
Talking about jail? All right. A couple of three questions about the weather. What would you call really bad, destructive storms?
You mean with the lightning and the whole deal?
Yeah, or one, you know, that has a funnel cloud, and or one like Camille that tore up Mississippi.
Tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Tornado. That's about all.
What kind of storm would you call Camille? I don't think it was a tornado.
A tropical storm?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Hurricane?
Yeah, hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the kind of storm in Shreveport where you get freezing rain, like the rain